2020 was a pivotal point in modern history over the whole world. News emerged of a new disease in China. Within weeks, it was spreading all around the globe and became known as COVID-19. On Friday, the 13th of March 2020, the virus is now in the UK and very serious and has been upgraded to a pandemic. Catra Dyfi Care Home in Machynlleth, where Ray's mother is now living, is in lockdown. Luckily, Ray had visited her today. Ray and I have decided to self-isolate today and will stay indoors for about 12 weeks. Luckily, we have a large garden to exercise in. On Monday, the 16th of March 2020, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson is asking all the people to stay out of pubs and restaurants. Universities are closing here, and Connor, our grandson, is able to work from home, as many businesses are doing the same. On Thursday, the 19th of March 2020, the situation is critical now, and I never thought I would be experiencing this in my lifetime. On Sunday, the 22nd of March 2020, some people didn't listen to the warning about staying at home and saving lives. Thousands came to Wales and the Tallaght Pass was blocked. And on Monday, the 23rd of March 2020, we had a special announcement from the Prime Minister Boris Johnson to say that the United Kingdom is now in lockdown. The Army is setting up a new emergency hospital, codenamed Nightingale, for 4,000 coronavirus patients who need to go on ventilators. There are now over 20,000 service personnel and territorials helping to control this pandemic here in the UK, and there is also some hope of a new testing kit. Our daughter Sharon works at the nursing home in Towyn, and the police stopped her on the way home from work by Dyfi Bridge. They were checking for people who were disobeying the lockdown rules. And on Monday the 6th of April 2020, our Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been admitted to hospital. He has coronavirus and is in intensive care. On Thursday the 30th of April 2020, we have been told that the virus has passed its peak. On Sunday the 31st of May 2020, Ray and I went for a short walk to the Froude and Athole after being in isolation for 12 weeks. Sunday 7th of June, Sharon and Kelsey came and sat in our garden for the first time since the virus, but we had to be 2 metres apart. On Wednesday the 30th of December 2020, the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine has been passed at last. We can still catch the virus after it, but will hopefully keep us out of hospital. There will be one injection followed by another 3 months later. We were already ordering our groceries online from Asda, and they have not failed us once during the pandemic. They were prioritising the frontline workers, and we completely agreed with that because the doctors and nurses were going through a tremendous strain at the hospitals. As far as I am concerned, they are the real heroes. This year has been dreadful, but at last there is hope with the vaccines. On Saturday the 9th of January 2021, the Queen and Prince Philip received their first vaccine for COVID today, and Ray's mum Grace had hers yesterday. Friday the 12th of February 2021, Sharon drove me to Machynlleth surgery for my vaccine. I had the AstraZeneca. It causes the body to produce its own protection, antibodies, against a virus and will help to protect against COVID-19 in the future. None of the ingredients in this vaccine will cause COVID-19, and I will be having the second one on the 30th of April. I had no allergic reaction or side effects from it. And Connor and Kieran have had their vaccines, but Kieran was ill after his. Friday, 30th of April 2021, Sharon went for her first vaccine today at Newtown AstraZeneca. She couldn't have it earlier because of a chest infection. She also took me to Machynlleth later for my second vaccine, which was AstraZeneca, and I had no side effects. I don't know what we would have done without her. Friday the 14th of May 2021, the Indian Delta variant has doubled here in the UK, and we are all very worried. There seems to be no end to it between viruses and climate change. Wednesday the 15th of September 2021, Ray had a phone call from the care home, Catradovey, to say that his mum Grace, who is 94 years old, has tested positive with COVID. Our daughter Sharon works there, but she was negative and the staff have to wear all the protective clothing. They are working very hard during this pandemic. On the Thursday, Ray's mum was better. And on Friday the 5th of November 2021, Sharon took me for my third vaccine booster. And it was the Pfizer this time. I had to go to Newtown because apparently you are better protected with that one. Saturday the 6th. I woke up this morning feeling as if I had flu, which is a side effect of the vaccine. And the next day I had a pain on my left side around the heart, but I don't know if it was another side effect. And on the Monday, the right side of my face and head felt very odd, and I also had a pain in my neck. I was slightly concerned, and my arm was swollen and hard. This could have been side effects too. Sharon said that she was slurring after hers. Thank goodness we both didn't have a stroke. And on Friday, 12th of November, more side effects today. I had a metallic taste in my mouth. On Sunday the 12th of December, Boris Johnson addressed the nation and said that we are now facing an emergency with a new battle with the new variant Omicron. Four chief medical officers raised the COVID-19 alert level to 4. It is the second highest level because of the evidence that Omicron is doubling in the UK every 2 to 3 days. There are 100 tube drivers in London on sick with Omicron. Grocery store workers, nurses, doctors, postmen and delivery service. That is, all the people who make society work will be sick with Omicron. Dr. David Nabarro has been working on this virus since January 2020 and has never been so concerned than he is now. Not just the UK, but about the world. I just can't tell you how serious it is. I have no way of predicting of how many will get it in the next few weeks. I can tell you that this virus spreads super fast and we have a serious problem coming in the next few weeks. On Wednesday the 29th of December 2021, Sharon, our daughter, has tested positive with COVID-19, Omicron, and was sent home from work. She was feeling quite poorly and says it is like bad flu, but she also has sickness and diarrhea. On Friday, she was feeling better. Well, another year gone by and are still in a pandemic. Let us hope that 2022 will be easier for us all. Mark, Sharon's husband, has COVID now, and some of the other postal workers have it too. This coronavirus has turned the world upside down, infecting 218 million people and killing more than 5 million around the planet. Lots of trains in Wales have been cancelled because of staff illness. Hospitalisation of the over 50s has increased. The lateral flow tests have run out in some areas. Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister, says that pressure on the National Health Service is going to be considerable. On Thursday the 4th of January 2022, the Prime Minister is continuing with Plan B, but says our battle with COVID is not over. There were 219,000 new cases reported in the UK today. Masks have been reintroduced at schools and there are rising concerns among staff. There are more than 1 million people in one day in America with COVID. My taste has actually come back, thank goodness, and I can now enjoy my food. Omicron looks as if it has peaked in the UK sooner than expected. Cases are starting to come down too. Omicron is the most infectious respiratory virus in the world. It will continue to circulate at manageable levels until the spring. And they are saying that we are almost there. It is now the beginning of the end of COVID, at least in the UK. Thursday the 3rd of February 2022, Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister, is being investigated by the police for having parties at number 10 Downing Street during lockdown. I am very disappointed in him and I don't think he will be there for much longer. The Prime Minister is effectively calling the end of the pandemic and all COVID rules will end in England. Our Welsh Minister Mark Drakeford has caught Omicron and he has been very sensible during the pandemic. Scotland and Wales are not following England yet as we still have some rules. On Sunday the 20th of February 2022, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth has COVID-19. Connor has COVID now and he's been feeling rough for the last 3 days, but thank goodness he is getting better. Now Kieran has Omicron, so there's only Kelsey left to have it. Patrick, Ray and myself have escaped it so far. Sharon took Ray and I to see his mother Grace at the care home Catra Dyfi. We haven't seen her in person for 2 years because of the COVID, but kept in touch with phone calls. She was so pleased to see us, and hopefully we will be able to go regularly if COVID doesn't get any worse. We both had to take a COVID-19 test to prove that we didn't have it. It is 2.5 years now since the outbreak of COVID-19 in January 2020, and it is still a pandemic, but I think the future looks a bit brighter. Let's hope that my next pages about COVID in the future will be better. Thursday the 8th of September 2022. I've decided not to have any more boosters because I was ill and had bad side effects after the last one. I hope it is the right decision. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II died today, aged 96. She was a dedicated queen and was on the throne for 70 years. King Charles, her son, who is 74 years, is now our new king. Sharon has COVID-19 again. Sharon phoned to say that Catra Dyfi is closed again for visitors because of COVID-19. She's feeling rough and had track and trace people by the door. COVID-19 is on the rise again. Some of the residents at Catra Dyfi have been quite ill after the fourth booster vaccine, worse than with the COVID-19 itself. Patrick has COVID-19 now and he's been in bed all day. And Sharon said that she is a little better. Saturday the 31st of December 2022. We are still experiencing COVID-19 and China is in a dreadful state with it. The war between Russia and Ukraine is still going on and there doesn't seem to be an end to it. A very disturbing entry in my diary for the last day of 2022. Monday the 4th of December 2023, Ray is ill with a bad cold. I just hope it's not COVID-19 because we have managed to escape it up to now. I asked Ray to take a COVID test and it was positive. He must have caught it on the bus Friday when he went visiting his mum at Catra Dyfi. It's the only time we leave the village. I was ill the next day and had a very bad night, no sleep at all. I had a tummy ache, sore throat and sinus, and Ray is better. And on the Friday I was worse but managed to have slept last night. And on the next day, on Saturday, I woke up feeling a little weak with a slight tummy ache but throat still bad. I had a temperature all day. Cameron had been to casualty at Bronglais Hospital with a very bad throat and he couldn't breathe very well. I mentioned it to Sharon that he might have COVID. He came down to fetch some test kits and his results were positive. That means they are all going to catch it now and they have already had it before. The COVID-19 vaccine during the pandemic has been described as the biggest medical cover-up in the history of medicine. Ray and I have definitely noticed a deterioration in our health, physically and mentally, all of a sudden, and we are convinced that it is due to the booster vaccine we received in November 2021, and we refuse to have any more boosters. The conservative estimate of people who died globally from COVID-19 in the pandemic is 20 million, and 4 years on, in 2024, they are still dying. And during the COVID, Ray and I had 3 great-granddaughters born. But thank goodness they came into the world safe. Who knows what's in the future for any of us?